This is the SML Podcast.
You ready to start? You do this? You do this? Trying to do this?
What's up, everybody? This is Joe.
I'm Chris. And this is the SML Podcast without Tim
again. So in his place, we have Kitty Cat running around and attacking a box.
You might hear that.
So if you hear any scratching or anything.
Things crashing to the ground.
She's just being cray.
She's cray cray. She's being a potato a lot.
Other than that, no guests. It's just, just us.
Just me and you, Joe.
The sexual.
And then there were two.
The sexual tension is palpable right now.
I can cut it with a butter knife.
Cut it with a boner.
A boner knife.
My boner. My boner. My boner won't go down. It won't go down. It won't go down.
It's going to turn into a karaoke cast. I know it.
Dude, that's been like the past month.
The past guy, I know, it's terrible.
Let's see.
It's all over!
I did it all for the nookie.
No, okay. Let's stop it now.
My boner won't go down.
Yeah, so there's not that much news,
no.
Unfortunately.
There was a fake Shenmue trademark that came out, but that was fake.
But that was fake, so...
Although it's funny that last week we did our Dreamcast episode.
And you're like, oh, Shenmue!
Then a fucking Shenmue trademark rumor pops
up.
Dude,
there was like so much stuff that was popping up about like Dreamcast randomly, and I'm like, oh, that's so fucking weird because we started talking about it last week.
I don't know if it was random. It's probably because it was the anniversary.
No, there was like a bunch of other stuff that was coming up. Like, I know even just like randomly going up on Reddit and stuff like that. Like, there was a bunch of people going like, oh, they should totally bring the fucking the little
Speaking
things back
of
from
Reddit.
Sonic.
Did you see what blew up this past week on Reddit?
Which one? There's always something that blows
Kyle's
up.
Kyle's like, picture.
I know. What the fuck? I was so pissed.
Why?
I don't, because like, as soon as he posted it, I was like, oh, he should have posted that on Reddit. And then like 5 seconds later, I see it like on the front page, like 5,000 fucking upvotes.
The
and I'm like,
is, he's had that for a while.
Years.
And like, it just pops up now. My buddy wrote a 2 out of 10 on Duke Nukem Forever.
Who put it up? Did you find out
I
who put it up?
No idea. I don't do Reddit.
Why not?
So
I do. I do.
Because it's boners.
Because it's boner.
And they won't go down.
But there's so much stuff to read.
They voted down. They voted down.
I don't get voted down.
Those boners.
But then I mostly lurk, so that's...
Those boners voted down.
But yeah, so that happened, too. God
damn it. So hopefully Kyle and John St. John have a little face-to-face at MAGFest. That'd be neat.
That'd be cool, actually. Fucking MAGFest, it's so close.
It is.
It's so close. I'm not prepared.
A month from now, we will be at MAGFest.
I'm not prepared, Joe. I don't have the money. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Whore yourself
out. I'm
going to
figure it out. I know. There's corners everywhere, so.
Whore your dick out. Dickforgold.com or something.
Dickforgold.com. There was a Pokemon 2DS bundle announced, which, why didn't they do that before?
So that they could get as much money as they can on 2DS sales and Pokemon sales and then release a special bundle.
Yeah, but you know what? There were a lot of people that specifically picked up 3DSs because they're like, 2DS, fucking whatever. So, I mean, I guess that kind of helped a little
Plus
bit.
Plus the fact that they're selling the bundle for cheaper than the game in the system.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's legitimate. Like, at least they're doing that, so that's cool. And speaking of Nintendo bundles, did you see the 3DS for Mario and Luigi Dream Team?
I was just going to mention that one. The,
oh,
the silver
man.
Mario and Luigi one.
Oh, it's sexy. It's
not
that's
as sexy
hot.
As the Zelda one.
I know, the Zelda one's nice. But it's silver.
My Zelda.
It's fucking silver.
Okay, you get silver, I'll have gold.
I have a 3DS. I don't trade in 3DSs
to get
something I
already
have. I'm
still mad we never got the
have.
Year of the Luigi one here.
Well, apparently the Year of Luigi technically still goes on until 2014 because it was started within the first month of 2013. So if they start it, if it's a legitimate year of Luigi, it would start to whenever they announced it, which was somewhere in the middle of January.
I just if we were going to get that system, we would have got it already.
It would have been cool if I'd have picked one up. Well, I mean, I would have tried to. I know, right? I'm so bummed. It's a Wii U.
My boner went down.
Wii U. It's all I want.
Is it all you want?
It is all I want.
It's all you it's all want. I want.
Yeah.
For Mario?
I said it before, and I'll say it again.
If you just listen, it might make sense.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway.
So back off your move.
No. Oh, God. It hurts so much.
So we played Mario.
We did play Mario. Week. Not for long. Because it was a fucking train wreck. It was me, you, your wife, and my wife-to-be.
See, we should have had Ashley on this show. She could have talked about it. About Mario.
We can't. They can't hear you from the other room.
Just come in here and.
Mario's fucking badass. Mario's really good. God, I enjoyed
that,
it a lot.
That was such a fucking train wreck with the four of us.
You know what? It was a train wreck, but it was fun.
It was.
It was very fun. We only got through, like three levels?
Something like that. It's like, hey, let's see what's on top over here. And then Jordan just goes running the fuck off in the distance.
That's how she plays. She speedruns like everything. She's like, oh, I want to go over there now. I'm going to go over there now. Oh, we're done.
Ashley had no idea what she was doing half the time. I don't think she knew who she was half the time.
Well, that's also because we were playing random, so our characters switched every time.
We were different people.
I'm like, who am I now? Oh, I'm Peach. Oh, okay, that's cool. Whatever.
Wait, why is my guy running? No, that I'm not running. Oh, yeah, I'm Peach. Shit. Wait, I didn't go down the pipe. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, I'm Peach again. Yeah.
But that seemed to be a running thing the entire time that we were playing it. Like, oh wait, no, I'm Peach now. Like, what the fuck? I'm Peach.
It's so far though. It's friggin' amazing.
I really wish I could play it more. Hopefully, I get a Wii U and we can play. Can you play that online?
No.
No.
Nope.
Most Wii U games you can't really.
Nah, it depends on the game.
Yeah.
Wii Sports, we could go online.
I'm excited for that. Do they have ping pong?
No. So far, it's just tennis and bowling.
They need ping pong.
That was on resort.
Well, they need fucking ping pong.
Well, they have tennis.
It's not the same.
Eat a dick.
It's not the same.
Well, the whole Wii Sports online thing now is for the original Wii Sports, not resort.
Well, they need to do it with resort.
Bitch. Jesus.
Yep.
What's up?
But no, I will bitch about it because that's what I want. It's all I want.
Not getting into that again.
I know. I'm trying not to.
What do you want, Ashley?
We can't hear you. What?
Yeah, because I thought you were going to talk about Mario, and then you took friggin'...
And then you ran away.
Like a minute to get in here.
Time is of the essence.
We don't have fucking time. We don't got time to make a profile.
Nope.
What you like, press and select for? Do you want to come give your opinions on Mario quick?
Do you want to? Do you want
sure.
to? Squeeze the cheek with Joe.
Come on over here.
Speak into the microphone.
Cheek to cheek.
Speak. How's this?
It sounds wonderful.
Cool.
Aww, that's cute.
So there's this new Mario game, and it's really fun. And you can be a cat and climb up the walls. And then go in these tubes.
Are you sure this was a review not by a 6-year-old?
There's a game.
That's my review. Stop it.
You climb up the wall and you have a coin and there's a green star and it's really fun. Then you go to the flagpole and you jump on the flagpole and then you get the points and then you get the red coin and that's the other thing. And it's really fun and you go to a castle. And then you beat Bowser.
Twix. Is I was going to ask if you were eating chocolate because you smell like chocolate.
The heaviest sigh that I could probably do.
Twix, son.
Since
you're being all helpful, could you grab me a drink? Throw back in the closet.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, so Mario's good. I mean, obviously, if I could try and swing it. I'm too worried about Magfest. MAGFest is going to be, like, taking up the majority of my money. And the fact that Dude, that sounds so bad.
Twix.
And the fact that I'm trying to figure out, like, Christmas presents for people, which that's, like, so not going to happen, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. But eventually, I'm going to figure out how to get a Wii U, and then I'll be able to give you a little bit more detail into how much I like it, but I'm pretty sure I dig it. Because aside from that, I'm just going to do some PC stuff. I mean...
PC?
Yeah, a little bit of PC.
PC?
There was, this past week, there was the autumn sale. I picked up a couple games. Picked up Payday 2. Which Payday 2 I'm actually enjoying a lot. I wish they would have supported it more on console, because it doesn't really seem like they do. There's so much more on the PC version than there is on console right now, and I don't understand why. And there's more content that's being released. Well, we're recording on Wednesday. It's getting released tomorrow, I believe. And they don't even have like a time frame announced for when it's going to hit console, which
might not. Who knows?
Oh my god. Knocking stuff over. Oh my god, I'm just hitting shit. God, breaking damn. It off. I'm not used to a mic stand on the table.
We just can't have anything nice, can we?
Listen. This is for me to worry about.
Because our mic stand's made out of
pantyhose
and
it's rigged.
Cable.
It's rigged. But you know what? But it works.
And duct tape. Purple duct tape.
Purple duct tape.
Professional.
Don't forget the purple duct tape.
Shit's professional.
Professional. I don't even remember what I was talking about because I fucking knocked this over. Yeah. Train derailment. Oh, yeah, Steam sale. So, Payday. I picked up Payday. What else did I pick up? I picked up Civilization 5, which Civilization 5 I'm actually really excited for because people say it's kind of like Risk, but like on crack. And everybody knows how much I like crack. I mean, Risk.
Crack is awesome. And again, I got a nice face full of crack earlier today, thanks to you.
You're welcome. What else did I pick up? I haven't installed it yet, but I did pick up Postal 2, the complete edition, for like $250 or something like that. So I'm excited for that because apparently it's, a really ridiculously terrible game as far as not being politically correct and, for good people.
Well, you know what someone else could pick up?
What could someone else pick up?
They have an Xbox 360 and they're actually listening to our podcast.
What's that?
If you're the first person to listen to this, we have a code for Ms. Splosion Man.
Oh.
For the Xbox 360.
Oh.
Courtesy of Ashley and McDonald's because we got fries and this was on it.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's actually pretty baller.
Yeah, it's not the full Xbox code. You have to go to onehotholiday.com, get your sex on, and the redemption code is J9GY5DMYW9.
So I guess the first person to put that in on the website gets a free game.
OneHotHoliday.com and fuck, you get Ms. Explosion Man for free.
There you go.
And if it doesn't work, then you were too slow.
You were too slosion, man. That was a terrible pun. I feel bad for doing it.
Fuck you.
No, I didn't want to. I did not want to do that. But I think that's pretty much all I picked up. Autumn sale wise, there was like a lot of good deals. I just didn't really want to pay for a lot of it. I picked up another copy of Payday 2 for my brother-in-law so that we can play together.
Nice.
So
it's good to know that you're spending all that money on Steam, but you still don't know how you're going to do Magfest.
Well, that's also because I had credit on my Steam account.
Sure.
This is the first time that I've actually completely depleted my Steam account. So I had $30 on there for like months and months and months, and I'm like, I'm waiting for the next sale.
And man, you're just giving games away, but I didn't see Gunpoint waiting for me.
I keep forgetting mainly just because I never see you on Steam, because I don't think to look for you on Steam because you don't play stuff on PC. I'm sorry.
Did we add each other on Steam?
I believe so. I think so. Yeah, because you're always away. I believe. But yeah, so there was some decent sales. Humble Bundle, actually, that just started yesterday, I think. It was like Orcs Must Die, Gary's Mod.
Pull it up. You have a laptop in front of your goddamn face.
I do. I'll just pull it up.
So you'll use your phone instead.
Well, yes, because I paid for it and it's in my email here.
Oh.
I have my confirmation from the Humble Bundle when I bought it.
When you bought it?
Yeah. So let's see here.
Did you do more than minimum?
Fuck no. I do the average so I can get all the games. All right, so let's see here. So it's Natural Selection 2. What else? Sanctum 2. Magicka plus a bunch of DLC. Orcs Must Die 2, the complete pack. Gary's Mod. And Serious Sam 3, the BFE. And then there's more games coming soon. So
there always is.
There always is. And then there was a bunch of soundtracks, which I didn't download because reasons. I don't know.
Well, you lost all your music. You might as well start somewhere.
I know. I lost all my music. Don't remind me, Joe. If anybody feels like being generous and wants to give me a card that I can redeem Spotify premium for, that would be nice. Because I think I'm just going to do that instead of trying to re-get all of my music back. There's 100 gigs of CDs that I've ripped since high school. I'm so mad. But
I've been there before. I've had my computer shit out.
Dude, that was the first time. It never happened to me before. Everybody's like, oh, it's always happened to everybody at some point. And I'm like, no.
Welcome to the club.
This is the first time it happened to me. I'm so sad.
Welcome to the family.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy about it. So there really wasn't too much news aside from that. But
there was the initial lineup of Xbox One indies or people who can self-publish released.
I'm interested in this because I did not read it yet.
Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Do it now.
Let me go to the websites that has the infos.
Do it now.
Get down.
Do it.
Get down.
Come on, Cohagen, give these people. Yeah.
I'm looking for it. I don't even know what accent that is.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's cool. I'm part Austrian, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
It's
all my facial features.
Let's see. A list of the participating developers, which Microsoft says is far from comprehensive, includes Behavior, who are the guys behind Wet and Naughty Bear. Wet was awesome. Naughty Bear kind of ate a dick.
Okay. I'll take your word for it because I haven't played either.
Bonkfish. Yeah. Bonkfish, who does Stoked.
Yep.
Born Ready, who did Strike Suit Zero. Cappy, who did Super Time Force. Concept, the guys behind Mighty Number 9 and Soul Sacrifice.
There you go. That's Crytek. Fucking solid. Crytek?
Yep.
Wow. So
they can self-publish. They don't need to self-publish, do they?
Nah, I don't think so.
Let's see. What have they done? What little games have Crytek done?
Crytek.
I never heard of anything they did.
Crytek.
I'm having a crisis that I can't figure out what they've done. We got to rise above this and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Far Cry joke.
Far Cry joke. It's like, fuck trying to figure out a pun for it. Just Far Cry joke. I dig it.
From a good pun.
It really was. Oh, man. You
Demiurge,
should be ashamed of yourself.
Demiurge, who did Shoot Many Robots, which I love. That is such an underrated game.
That's probably something I would dig, though.
Double 11, who handled the Vita version of Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Double Fine.
Yep, obviously. Who are
amazing, Brutal Legend, mm-hmm. The Playroom, Costume Quest. The list goes on and on.
Brutal Legend was actually on sale for the Steam sale as well. Nice. It was like $2. It was something like stupid cheap. It was a daily deal. If I didn't already play through it and beat it like 50 times, then I would have bought it.
Drinkbox Games, who did Tales from Space About a Blob for PlayStation 3 and on Vita. Gaijin Games, who do the Bit Trip series. Half Brick Studios, the guys behind like Fruit Ninja and
yeah.
Was it Jetpack Joyride? stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe so.
Hidden Path, who did Defense Grid. High Voltage Software, who did The Conduit for the Wii.
Yep.
Enis, which I'm excited about.
Enis.
I-N-I-S.
Oh, okay.
Enis. They did Elite Beat Agents. They did the Lips games on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
They did the Owndon games that are only in Japan for the DS, which I fucking loved. Yeah. And they did Guitaru Man.
Oh.
Which makes my crotch moist.
Moist.
Iron Galaxy, who did the recent PS3 and Vita game Dive Kick. You still gotta try that someday.
I haven't played it yet.
Jackbox Games, you don't know Jack.
Oh, okay.
Nicalis, who do Cave Story and VVVVVVV.
Okay.
No comment on that.
No comment.
Okay.
I'm actually. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you?
Continue. I'm probably going to cut you short at some point, and I'm going to pause you because I desperately need to use the restroom. Continue.
No, go ahead.
Fine. I'll pause it right here.
Was your shit?
it was fine. It was good. I apologize. Continue. So yeah. So Enis, right? So
yeah.
What?
Actually, we were a couple past Enis, but I guess we'll let that go. Where'd I leave off? Nicalis, yeah, VVV, and then you were like KKK, and then you were
KKK, and I'm like poo. Go.
Zoot. Don't complain. Did I do it well?
Don't complain. Go. The list.
So, next up was Ninja Bee, the guys who did World of Keflings.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Other Ocean. They did the iOS version of Monkey Ball, and they did Dark Void Zero.
I loved Monkey Ball.
I love it, too.
It's so much fun.
We need another good one.
I'm surprised that they don't want... Why would they should do one for the Wii U?
See, but then they'll put motion controls in it again.
Why? Use the fucking gamepad. Roll it. Just flick it and roll it.
I don't know.
Come on, that'd be awesome. All right, don't deny it. That'd be fun.
There's one for the 3DS. And the DS.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's not one for the 3DS, is there?
Yeah. That's one of the first games I had for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
No, and there's a reason.
That's a bad...
There hasn't been, like, a really solid Monkey Ball in years.
That's unfortunate.
I know, because I love the... Monkey Target was my jam.
Well, there you go.
At the GameCube release. Oh, my God, I love that game. Anyway, Panic Button.
Okay.
They did the gloriously wonderful Kinect Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's about all we need to say about them.
That's...
Signal Studios, who did the Toy Soldiers games.
Wait, Toy Soldiers?
Yeah, for Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, okay. All right.
Slightly Mad Studios, who did Need for Speed Shift. Team 17, the Worms guys.
Nice Worms! Yep. That'd be interesting.
Let's see. The Odd Gentleman, who did The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom.
No idea what that is.
Pretty solid Xbox Live Arcade game. I think it's on PlayStation as well.
I'll take your word for it.
Let's see. V. Lambeer, who did Ridiculous Fishing, which sounds
ridiculous. That sounds ridiculous.
That sounds fishing. Way Forward.
That was way funnier than I really wanted it to be. Sounds totally fishing. Way to take the high road, Joe.
Way forward.
Yep, continue.
Gonna move on. Way forward. They did Shantae.
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 I really wish I had auto-tune still.
Shantae.
I could probably... Shantae.
Shantae.
Yeah, something like that.
They did DuckTales. They did Double Dragon Neon.
Oh, my God.
Way Forward is, for the most part, friggin' awesome.
I like how you like threw in for the most part.
That Silent Hill Vita game wasn't that great.
It was a Silent Hill Vita game. Like what?
I had high hopes for it, but
I'm sorry to hear that.
It just it's like dungeon crawler style game.
Okay. And, I've played a lot of dungeon crawler.
Well, it was really fun, except it just got to be cheap bullshit really quick.
See, like, it's okay if you add that later on down the road in the game, but if it's like that...
Yeah, 50 stages, it was like stage 6 that it started to get to be cheap bullshit. It was relatively quick.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then that new Adventure Time for the DS isn't that great.
I didn't try it. I'm not an Adventure Time person,
yeah.
Really.
Anyway,
I would have to be really high to understand that. And actually, one time I did get really high to try and understand it because everybody's like, you need to watch the show. And I tried it once, like dead sober. And I'm like, I think I would have to be really high to understand this. So I did. And I still didn't get it.
The funny thing is, I have never watched the show, but I love Way Forward. So I picked up both games.
Oh, so the games were... Oh, okay. So you went into it like completely blind.
Pretty much.
I wonder if that... it seems like that would be geared towards people that are already, like, big fans of the show.
Yeah. Well, the first game was pretty good. The second one...
Not so much.
I think they just did that for a paycheck, maybe. Who knows?
Hey, wouldn't be the first time a company did that, so...
True. Two more companies. Since we should probably get this list over and done with.
How many? That's a lot. Like,
yeah. They said this isn't even a full list. And I skipped a few for like games I never heard of.
Seeing everybody was shitting all over Xbox.
Mm-hmm. But Zeboid Games, who did Cthulhu Saves the World, and I think they're the guys who handled the last two games in the Penny Arcade series.
Oh, okay. Word.
And then Zen Studios. Zen Pinball, Castle Storm.
Yeah. That's a solid indie lineup.
Yeah.
Like, now... They haven't said that they're actually like working on stuff. They're just saying like
that they're approved,
to
self-publish on the Xbone.
Maybe stuff will happen like quicker than we thought then.
It'd be nice.
That'd be really nice. It'd give you something else to play.
Hey, I've been playing quite a bit.
Yeah, there is a lot.
My plate is full with Xbone games to play.
Yeah, I've been coming over a lot just to play Killer Instinct. So. Yeah,
and then we've been getting balls deep into Power Star Golf.
Yep.
Literally balls deep.
Yeah, golf balls.
Yeah, see the ball joke.
Yeah. No, it's,
totally,
I mean, like, I'm
totally
terribly...
fishing.
I'm normally, like, really not good at golf games that are, like, the whole, like, three-point shot.
Yeah.
And 2-point shot for like for putting and stuff like that. But I've been getting better. I mean, like I did okay the last round that we had before doing the podcast.
You had some nice shots too.
I did have some fucking ridiculous ones.
That one friggin' long ass, not even a chip in. That was...
No, dude, that was 160 yards out or something.
Yeah, that was big time.
Yeah, buddy.
Par 4 eagle. That shit was crazy.
I don't fuck around.
That shit was bananas.
Except for when it comes to putting. I can't fucking putt.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because I had a pretty solid putt, too. It was like, what, like a fucking 50-footer with like...
No, it was, I think, like 30 feet, wasn't it?
It was definitely over 40.
Was it?
Yeah. I know for a fact it was over 40.
I don't know.
But I was just like, somewhere
and you just like
here.
Ballparked it. And it's like, just fucking get it close.
I'm like, all right, sure. Click right in.
Right.
Like, fuck yeah.
And then for that, you'll have 9 other putts that just rim out.
Oh, dude, it's
so fucking...
Because
you can't get your speed proper.
No, I can't. It seems like the greens are just like so slow when they want to be.
Mm-hmm. But gotta get used to it. Otherwise, I think the game is great.
No, I'm digging it. I'm digging it a lot.
There's another X-Bone game that's getting shit reviews.
I don't understand. I, you know what? And I tell people this a lot, you know, like, it's okay to go and see, like, how some people will critique certain games, and if you're going to go off of reviews to try and figure out if it's something that it's worth picking up. Ultimately, if it's something that you're genuinely interested in, just fucking pick it up. Like, honestly, yeah. Like, make your own opinion for it, because there's so many people out there where it's like, you know, they'll jump a bandwagon on a review and just be like, oh, yeah, this is totally garbage. Like, this is terrible. Speaking of, fucking Duke Nukem. Like, it wasn't great. I'm not saying that game was great by any fucking stretch of the definition. However, I knew going into it, it's a Duke Nukem game. I don't have high expectations for it. Like, I'm thinking, like, just give me something along the lines of Duke 3D, and I'll be happy. And they gave me Duke 3D, because, I mean, like, I
a decade later.
A decade later, but still, they gave me Duke 3D with some added extra stuff. I was fine with it. Everybody shit all over that game. I sat down, I played through it, I got my, like, you know, I got my kicks out of it. You know, it took a while for me to actually trade it in. Like, it wasn't something that I just, like, played, beat it, and then traded it in instantly. I did play through some of it multiple times.
I should make you play mine, so, like, I could see the rest of the story.
Dude, it's good! Like, I mean, like,
I got to the part where you're riding that RC car when you're a mini, like, the first time.
I don't
know how many times it happens, but I just kept dying, and I fucking gave up on it. After the third time that I died and I had to wait 2 minutes for the stage to reload.
Dude, I played through the entire game. I finished the entire campaign. I want to say 100%ed it. I think I did. If not, I was very close. Not achievement wise, but like gameplay wise.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I actually dug it. I really did. I mean, like I said, I went into it thinking this is a Duke Nukem game. You know, this is, I know what I'm getting into. I don't have, like, everybody was setting their expectations way too high.
Oh, I didn't, like, expect much at all, but like, I will say that was like a $15, $20 game.
Yeah.
I feel absolutely ripped off buying the collector's edition for $100.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, the bust that was going to come in that collector's edition was going to be, like, decently sized. And not the height of a deck of cards.
Yeah, yeah. But you know how I feel about collector's editions, so.
Yeah.
Meh. But yeah, dude, I mean, like, it's... form your own opinions about games, TLDR.
It's like Rise.
Like Rise. Rise, holy fuck, man. Like, Rise, was it last week before the podcast that we were playing it?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my god. Like, the combat's really good.
Really fluid,
it
really
looks
tight.
Fucking gorgeous. Like, I don't understand why people are shitting all over it. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Don't, you know what? Listener, don't listen to reviews. don't at all. Unless they're from me or Joe. Don't.
Or John Paul. John Paul is pretty good.
Or John Paul.
Yeah.
Don't listen to reviews.
Maybe Zach. Zach's pretty good.
Yeah, I think
he doesn't
Zach.
Review much anymore, though.
That's fine. Well, maybe he knows.
He's busy. He's busy in Australia.
Hey, man, if I was in Australia, I'd be busy. There's a lot to do and a lot to run away from.
He's a hobbit.
I would be frightened.
He's a hobbit
a
now.
Lot. Hey, that's perfectly fine. So, yeah, figure out your own fucking. I wish there was a way to just rent games anymore.
Nah, if only there was a place like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Well, there's Gamefly, but...
How is the collection on it, though? Like, I've never actually even looked at the catalog to see, like, what you can actually rent out.
Gamefly? Like, they have pretty much everything that comes out, but
yeah.
I've had too many issues with shipping. Like, it was to the point in Berwick, they wouldn't rent to me anymore because they shipped a game to me, it got lost in the mail, so they shipped the replacement to me.
That one got lost
in the mail, and, like, we can't rent to you anymore.
To like your postal service sucks balls.
Yeah,
like
it's pretty much.
That's unfortunate. I mean, like, I don't know. It's something I would consider looking into, but the problem is, it's like with renting a game, because even like working at GameStop, like you can like not like rent out, but you could sign out a game for like 4 days or something like that.
Yeah.
There was two instances in which I signed out a game, and I haven't been working there long, but there were two instances where I signed out a game. I might have played like 30 minutes of it and had to take it back because there's a certain time frame that you have to send it back within. So that, yeah, you know, that you have to take it back to the store.
Well, you still got to sign out Arkham Origins for the PS3 for me so I could get that skin on the Vita.
Arkham Origins?
Yeah.
Wow. I tell you, well, you know what? I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I haven't been playing Arkham City at all. Because I marathoned Arkham Asylum because I got it on a Humble Bundle. And I loved it. It was a really good game. And then I started playing City, and then I was just kind of like, I think because I marathoned the first one and then went right into the second one, I was like, I burned myself out on it a little bit. So I'll have to go back to that at some point. But I know I'm going to enjoy it. It has been very, very fun, yeah, what little I have played of it, but...
Yeah, I liked what I played of it. I just never got back to it. It's,
yeah,
I guess the curse of getting so much shit.
Well, yeah, when you have a lot of games to play, Joe, I mean, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
I
still haven't gotten back to Knack, which I really got to do.
Speaking of a lot of games to play, actually, this is what I wanted to talk about for the week. Christmas is 3 weeks away.
It is? Oh, shit.
3 weeks away. It's crazy. It fucking sneaks right up on you. So, nice. I heard that.
Did the mic pick it up?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Only a little bit. I felt it more. So Christmas is 3 weeks away.
Felt good, too.
Christmas is 3 weeks away, and I figured we could talk about if anybody is prospectively picking up a system for the first time, what games we would suggest are like absolute 100% must-buy. Got to get it with the system when you pick it up. If you're only going to get like one or two games, make sure these are them.
Aliens, Colonial Marines, and Duke Nukem Forever. Doesn't matter what system.
Doesn't matter what system because it's out on all of them.
Those are the ones you want. What do you want to start on?
Let's start
with the two new ones, I guess.
I want to work a little bit like from older to newer.
I figure if people are going to be getting something this year, it'll be one of the new ones.
Well, the problem is, I would say that there's a lot of people that are going to wait.
True.
There are a lot of people, I tell you what, there's been a lot of people that have been picking up Xbox 360s and PlayStation 3s up at the store, and it's their first time owning one of them.
All right, let's start with PlayStation 3.
Let's start with PlayStation 3. I'm going first? Let's see here. Are we going? See, I mean, like, I'm trying to think if there's any ones
retail that we games. Do. We're not going digital downloads. Let's focus on retail.
Okay, that's fair. Retail games. Personally, Little Big Planet 2, I enjoyed a lot. And it's something that you can pretty much get anybody to play. I feel like there's a pretty good learning curve to it. There are some really challenging parts in some of it. But it is something you can just kind of like sit down, pick up and play. We can go back and forth if you want.
Yeah. Maybe. 3D dot hero or game hero, 3D game dot hero. No, what the hell is it? 3D dot game heroes. I think it is. It's like it's kind of 3D pixel style like Zelda.
Oh, okay. Is that the, I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've seen the cover of it before, but...
I think it's 3D.GameHeroes. I can never get the title right, because I'm dumb.
Look it up on your phone, so we're not giving misinformation. I think you might be right, though.
Okay.
It's something along the lines of that.
Yeah, then you pick something while I'm double-checking on that.
Let's see here. Well, when I owned my PlayStation 3, what the hell did I have for it? I'm trying to think. I did have a Metal Gear Solid... Metal Gear Solid 4? Is that what I had? I think that's what I had. Metal Gear Solid 4? PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that, the God of War series, which you can get the God of War collection. If you're going to do Metal Gear Solid,
you might as well get the Legacy Collection, because it has all of them, pretty much.
So that's a solid...
It is 3D.GameHeroes.
Okay, so 3D.GameHeroes. Now, what is that? Is it... play like a Zelda game,
yeah,
essentially?
Yeah, very like, much like a Zelda game. Like the old school top-down Zelda games,
like,
but in a 3D visual style and all pixel-ish.
So
it's
like
everything's
past-
made out of as- cubes.
Oh, okay.
Kind of Minecraft-ish.
Oh, okay.
Visually. It's
visually?
Really weird to, like, if you see a video of it, you'll be like, oh.
Okay. So it's kind of like
it,
describing
it's really
a little
hard
tough
to describe the visuals.
Okay. That's fair. I'll give you that one.
But yeah, it plays like a Zelda game.
It's well, that's good.
Pretty much the PS3's old school Zelda game.
There you go. I like the God of War. There's a God of War collection, isn't there?
Yeah.
Something like that. You pick something like that up.
God of War, I think it's the Legacy Collection. It has 2 and 3 HD. It has...
Wasn't there
no,
one?
One
and,
no, it was 1 and
2
HD,
and then the one that was on
three,
the Vita?
It has 3, and then the 2 PSP games as downloads.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's a solid... I mean, like, I still haven't played through a lot of the God of War. I think I played, like, some of the first one, and essentially that was that was mostly it.
They're all solid games.
They are really
the
really
Uncharted
solid.
Series you could look into.
Obviously, yep.
Those
the
are
Uncharted ones.
Last of Us.
Obviously,
if
Last of Us.
If there's a definitive PS3 game you need to pick up that you don't already have, it's probably the Last of
yes.
Us.
Yes. 100%, I think we could agree. If you're picking up a PlayStation 3 for the first time, and the you can only buy one game, Last of Us is a solid fucking choice.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then it's a haven for RPGs as well. Tales of Graces, Tales of Zillia, Arto and Lico, the Hyper Dimension series. A lot of good stuff on
well,
there.
Well, the Japanese do love their RPGs.
True that.
Okay, so, and I know there's going to be some overlapping ones.
Yeah.
Because there are obviously games
well,
that have come out
for
that one.
I figure we could look at exclusives
like,
first, and then we'll talk about, like, if there's going to be multi-platforms, it's usually between
Xbox
360
and
PS3.
Yeah. So let's move on to Xbox.
Xbox exclusives.
Halo.
Yeah.
You can get the Halo. What was the Halo Anniversary? Where it's like the
Anniversary is the first game in HD.
The first game in HD.
Yeah.
Which I mean, if you haven't played the first one, if you want to kind of do the whole storyline thing.
Well, 2 is not available on the 360 at all.
You can't get it like digitally at all, or no? No, 2 is backwards compatible.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
So you can do the HD version of 1, and then technically what? Like, wasn't Reach like a
I think Reach was
before
1. 1.
So, but I think Reach is on that anniversary one.
No. Halo Anniversary is just Halo 1.
Was there another, like...
I don't think there was a bundle.
Huh. Well, pick up Reach... If you want to try and do the storylines, do Reach, and
then
the
one,
then
two,
one,
then
two,
then
three,
then
and
three ODST,
yep,
and then four.
Four.
And then buy an X-Bone and get Halo whatever when it comes out whenever.
Halo whatever when it comes out whenever. Yeah. I dig it.
Since I'm the RPG guy, I'm going to go with Lost Odyssey, Tales of Vesperia.
Okay.
Those are probably my two favorite RPGs of this console generation.
I'm trying to think of ones that were 360 specific.
Cameo.
Forza.
If you are a racing fan, I don't even care about Gran Turismo anymore.
No.
I know Gran Turismo 6 just came out today, but I would still pick up Forza 4.
Yeah, dude, Forza 4. Forza Horizons actually was really good too. Forza Horizons gave me almost a little bit of a... almost like Need for Speed Underground 2-ish kind of feel.
Yeah, with the Horizon was definitely more arcade style.
Yeah, which I dug. I mean, but you still had like the level of customization that you had in the Forza thing where you could do like all your paint jobs and like editing like some of the specs on some of the cars and like changing some of the parts out, which I thought was really interesting. But yeah, dude, like Forza Horizon, I don't know why like that didn't really get picked up too well, but I liked it a lot, so... I should try and see. I can't get that on. Fuck, maybe I shouldn't get rid of my 360.
I wouldn't.
I have to try and pay for a Kindle. I know. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe
Gears.
Well, you know, I've never been a big Gears fan, but I think the storyline is really well done.
Yeah, and if you're looking for games for a new 360 owner,
yeah,
Gears games are definitely worth picking up.
I mean, there is definitely a cult-like following to that game, and it's justifiable. Me, personally, I'm just not a...
And even though the reviews weren't great, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Gears Judgment is probably my favorite in the series, because it...
I forgot that it even came out.
Yeah, it brought... It took so many of the, like, the horde mode elements and put them into the actual campaign, and it really made things different and feel more fun and more unique every time you played through.
Well, that's good, because I mean, like, the only thing that I actually enjoyed about Gears of War, I bought the third one. I specifically bought the third one just to play Horde mode. That was it. Because there was a bunch of my friends that would always like go online and play it online, and I'm like, okay, well, let me know when you're playing Horde mode.
Yeah.
And I'll just pop it in. Like, but
I love playing that. I wish I had more friends to play it with. But yeah. Let's talk multi-platform.
Multi-platform, Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands 1 and 2.
Borderlands 1 and 2, the game of the Year edition of 1, and there I think there's a Game of the Year edition of 2.
Yeah, but it doesn't have all the newer DLC.
Which is fine, but honestly, like what? The Game of the Year edition of 2, it's probably going to have what? Like the stuff from the season pass?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got 4 DLC packs.
Huge DLC packs.
I'm still playing through the DLC of Borderlands 2, and I got Borderlands 2 on launch.
Yeah.
I've been going back to it and just doing like some of the DLC content. I have so much stuff to play. Like, it's essentially like I got, like, with the season pass and Borderlands 2, essentially I almost got 2 Borderlands games.
Yeah.
Like, it's there's so much stuff there. And the DLC is actually like relatively, you know, cost effective for the stuff that's not in the season pass that you would want to add on.
Yeah, they're like $3 add-ons.
They're not that expensive. There are some that are just essentially like just cosmetic.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about those. Yeah. Like, essentially, if you're just getting like get some more missions, but even just like going through the main storyline alone the first time, it's gonna take you a while. Yeah. Like, there's a ton to fucking explore. I still have not beaten all of the missions in my first playthrough, because some of it, like, I've had to go back and try and redo a couple times because I get fucking smoked.
I think one of the positives Borderlands 1 has over the second one is that the second game, like, if you don't have friends to play with online, there's a lot of stuff you'll probably never be able to do on your own. Like, there's a lot of raid-style bosses in that game that really need multiple people.
Yeah, I there are certain things in the second one that I just cannot pass. Like, it's fucking impossible, dude. Like,
speaking of long RPGs with great DLC, Skyrim.
Yeah. Skyrim went on sale for the Steam sale, and I almost picked it up. But then I realized every time I've tried to sit down and play it, I can't get past the fucking... the troll that like comes out of the mountain when you're going up the mountain, and he fucking smokes me every time, and I haven't been able to actually play the game.
Level more.
I know.
Bitch.
I know.
This one hasn't been like universally praised in the reviews, but it's probably one of my favorite games of the console generation is Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning.
Yeah, I knew you were going with it.
I've got to go with that one. I love that game to death.
You know, I borrowed it off of you, and I played it a little bit, and I dug it. I mean, for an RPG on a console, I felt like I was still getting like enough of a well-put-together experience as if I was playing almost like a console version of a WoW.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting.
My only real gripes with that game are the menus are kind of clunky.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, like, if you're trying to cram a really in-depth, like, well-produced RPG onto a console, there's only so far that you can
They're serviceable, like, but
yeah,
you could tell they're rough. That's probably something that would have been fixed in a sequel if it ever happened. And then the
which
level
is a shame
cap.
It's not going to get one, but
level cap is way too low.
Yeah, what's the level cap?
I think 50.
Ooh, yeah, and that is.
I
really
hit
low.
Max level before I completed the storyline.
Before you completed the storyline, ooh,
yeah. And then there's 2 DLCs that, like, all the fighting is worthless because I'm not getting any experience.
See, and that's the thing too. In Borderlands, I finished the entire first my whole playthrough of the storyline, and I did all of the side missions except for one,
And you can still keep leveling.
And I'm still leveling, like...
Because they have how many new game pluses on there where it's just tougher and tougher and more experience. It's the game that... It's, what, level 72 cap on there?
Well, you have to get the add-on packs to up the level cap.
But we're talking Game of the Year edition anyway.
But yeah, so that will get you to at least, what is it, 61?
I thought it was 72.
72, there's another pack that adds another 11 levels.
I think that's included in the Game of the Year.
There's two of them.
I know.
No. There's one that comes with the season pass. There's another one that came out after it.
Oh, I know. I thought they were both included in the Game of the Year.
I don't know. I had the season pass for it, so it's... I didn't know if... I know I didn't get the second one with my season pass.
Yeah, the second one was only, what, $5 anyways?
Oh, it's cheap. It's really cheap.
I'm pretty sure it's in the Game of the Year edition.
If you're getting to the point where you're getting close to the level cap, then you've been playing it too long
to begin with.
Right. It's going to take you a long time to get to that level cap, so it's...
Saints Row 3 and 4.
Yeah, dude, I love Saints Row.
And 2. 2 is...
2 is honestly, like, 2 is my favorite. I mean, it, like...
But compared to the new ones, it feels so rough around the edges to go back to it.
Well, it does. It really does. You can actually get... What is it? I don't know if this is specific on the Xbox, but there was the Saints Row... The first Saints Row and the second one in a dual pack.
Yeah.
So you could always do that and then get Saints Row the Third.
And Saints Row 4.
And 4.
My game of the year, Saints Row 4.
4?
Yes.
4 or 3?
4.
Huh. I mean, honestly, like, I think I would have a hard time deciding between 3 and 4.
I didn't say four game of the year. I said game of the year. This year? That happened this year?
Yeah, okay.
Saints Row 4 is my game of the year.
I dug 3 a lot. I don't know.
But that wasn't this year.
I know. But we're... I mean, like, in general, I'm just trying to think of, like...
I'm one probably the only people that thinks Saints Row 4 was better than another game you should probably pick up, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
That's another one that's definitely worth picking up.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 is... It's really good. It's so fucking good. Yeah, don't pass that up. I mean, I think... Depending on what you're into, that's another game where it's like, if you're going to pick up one game for one of those consoles...
That'll eat your life away.
Grand Theft Auto 5 will eat your life away. And at least it's something like, you know, if you're going to get a bunch of people together and you want to, you know, you want to play it together, just kind of like pass the controller back and forth and just be like, see how far you can get.
Or if you're in the same room, Diablo.
Diablo is solid on the fucking console. You can waste a lot of time with it.
Would you give it 9 out of 10?
I think I gave it at least an 8. I think I gave it a 9.
It's a derp out of 10.
Because honestly, man, like Diablo is so good. It's so good on console. Like it's like I didn't want it to be that good on console, but it is.
I'm gonna stop looking at like the big blockbuster titles and look at some underrated stuff or stuff you might not initially think of. Two that come to mind right away are the Sega Genesis Collection.
I love those. I actually really love those.
Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, I think it is.
Yeah.
Midway Arcade Treasures.
I don't think I did the Midway one.
Or Midway Arcade Collection.
The Sonic one's fucking awesome.
$20 and you get 48 games.
And they're not like... shitty games.
They're all
like
Genesis, 40 Genesis classics, and then there's 8 bonus games that are like Zaxxon Arcade, some Master System games.
Yep.
There's interviews. That is an absolute must own package.
Yep. I agree. And you know what? And now that I'm thinking about
it's
like
$20.
That was one of the things that I had for my PlayStation 3 when I owned it was that collection because it was so fucking solid. Yeah, no, that's a very good pick.
This one's, I think, only on Xbox, but Namco has Namco's Virtual Museum that has like 10 different games on there.
Was that on live or was it on a disc?
Disc.
Was it a disc?
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't
remember.
There were a collection of games that were released on live on there.
Okay.
There's a bunch of stuff that's exclusive to the disc as well.
Okay, no, understood. Okay, so, well, you know, we don't...
One more we can't forget. Rock Band.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is you're going to have a hard time finding fucking instruments.
Yeah, and Amazon, you could probably find instrument packs on there.
Not sure
what the value is. Or like go to a local video game store. They probably have stacks upon stacks of guitars and
check
drums.
There's probably like Craigslist. A bunch on between like eBay and Craigslist. I'm sure you could find some really good ones.
And then make sure you have a lot of extra money for DLC. There are
the first Rock Band of the first Rock Band. Okay, the disc is $1.
Really?
It's $1.
There you go. Fucking dollar.
Yep. Because most of the time when people are like trading stuff in at GameStop and that like there's most of like the trade deals where it's like you get an extra 30% or something, like I'm like, go pick out a game for $1. I'll search in the computer and sure as shit, like
nice.
The Rock Band disc, like game only is $1.
That's cool as hell. I didn't know it was that cheap.
Yep. It is $1.
So, Wii U.
Wii U.
Mario 3D World.
Mario 3D World.
If there's a must own.
Oh my god. That is that, like, honestly, that alone, like,
there's a reason to own the system.
Mm-hmm.
That game.
I agree. 100%.
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker HD.
And you could possibly still find the Wind Waker bundles out there. So.
Yeah. Oh, they're still out there. They are still out there. So I actually don't feel as bad about, like, getting rid of my. Yeah. My layaway, so hopefully I could try and pick one up whenever I have some money.
And if you can't find one of them, the other bundle has new Super Mario Brothers.
And the Luigi.
And new Super Luigi U.
Yep.
Which, two great games in one package.
Yep, so even if you're looking at buying a console for the first time, look into that.
Indeed.
What else?
Earthbound is on the... I know we said not digital, but Earthbound is on Wii U Virtual Console. And that is my absolute favorite game of all time. So I will mention that.
That's perfectly fine.
YOLO.
I still haven't had a chance to play Wonderful 101, so I don't know if it's worth getting.
Definitely worth getting.
Okay.
That and Pikmin are both worth picking up.
Yep.
It's an older Wii U title, which is weird to say, but Lego City Undercover.
Yes. Yes. I was really enjoying that when I was playing it. I would actually, and I would stretch as far as don't forget to pick up some Wii games as well.
Yeah.
Because they do work. So,
yeah.
You know, your Smash Brothers, was it Brawl? No.
Brawl.
It was Brawl.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers Brawl, which, I mean, there's going to be a new one coming out. So, I forget when it comes out next year. I just forget when.
Sometime
next year. But you can get Brawl to hold you over a little bit.
The Kirby collection is worth picking up.
The Kirby collection.
If you can find it at an affordable price, and I know GameStop recently had them both for, I think, $40.
Was that
Xenoblade and Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Oh, there was a trilogy?
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3, all for the Wii.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not too happy at the fact that the reprint, I guess, that GameStop has for Metroid Prime Trilogy is not in the steelbook that the original was,
but
whatever. Yeah. It's three great games, and if you could find it at a decent price, it's worth owning.
Dokapon Kingdom, dude. I'm like that. I wake up in the morning and I look at my bookshelf and I see that copy of Dokapon that I have, and I'm like, one day I will be able to play you again.
I would say Animal Crossing, but I think you'd be better off getting for the 3DS.
So. Is
other 3DS games? The new Zelda game is phenomenal.
Haven't had a chance to play it. I'm so jealous.
Fucking good.
I'm really enjoying Pokemon. Pokemon is fucking solid.
The Pokemans.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you were a fan of any of the Pokemon games in the past, you pick it up. You're not going to be disappointed. It's so fucking well done. There's a level of customization in there, which is really nice. So your character can actually, like, you can change it. Yeah. Fucking thank God. Yeah, dude, it's just the 3DS is actually having like a lot of fucking solid time. Oh, actually, you need to pick up. It's very hard to come by. You're probably only going to find used ones, and used ones are actually more expensive than the brand new Zelda game that came out. But the 3D version of Ocarina of Time, the used version at GameStop right now is $49.99. The used version of the brand new Zelda that just came out 2 weeks ago is $45. So it is technically more expensive than that one. It's harder to find.
The used one is $45 of the new one?
Yes.
How? The game's only $40 brand new and it's a week old.
Yeah. It is $45 for used.
GameStop's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, it's not $45. It's $35.
Okay, that
it's
makes 40, sense.
It's used $40 for
Ocarina.
For Ocarina, and then the brand new one used is $35.
Yeah.
Well, I know there was a $5 difference, but it was in reference of the Ocarina of Time being more expensive by $5.
Well, that's Nintendo, where they'll do a print of a game and then be like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
If you didn't get it, blows my mind. Whatever.
Blows my fucking mind.
It's like
mind.
When Mario All-Stars, a $30 game, was getting over $150.
Trading credit or fucking...
Just on eBay.
On eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one. I mean, even just for the Wii U, if you can find that Wii... was it that Wii package that had like a bunch of the Mario games on it? Wasn't there like a essentially like a Wii Mario All-Stars kind of thing?
Yeah, it was just Mario All-Stars.
Yeah.
On a Wii disc. There was nothing like the ISO I have on my hard drive is like 25 meg.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, it's not
so
like
it's just
a
the
new
one from
collection.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
It's pretty much Mario All-Stars.
Pretty much. So 3DS. So you've got actually another one that kind of like went way under the radar, but I actually dug. I didn't hold on to it for that long because I didn't have a lot of time to play it. But Pokemon Conquest. Pokemon Conquest was kind of like...
No, that's regular DS, isn't it?
No, it's 3DS. That's 3DS.
I don't think so.
That's 3DS. I had it for my 3DS.
I call shenanigans. I'm going to look it up.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's regular DS.
Unless I was just playing it on my 3DS.
Probably.
But anyway.
Pokemon.
Pokemon Conquest, it was kind of like you had the mixture of not catching, but leveling up your Pokemon, but you used them almost kind of like how... like an Advanced Wars-y Final Fantasy Tactics kind of like real-time strategy kind of thing or turn-based strategy kind of thing. It was fun. Like it was different. I enjoyed it. But that got overlooked a lot. Was it only Wii?
DS.
Or DS. Okay.
Sucker.
But anyway, so that still counts. Because hey, 3DS games... 3DS can play DS games.
I want to get into like all the DS games because we could talk forever about regular DS games.
Chrono Trigger. 3DS.
Chrono Trigger.
I bought that for Jordan for Christmas. It's so good.
Oh my God.
3DS.
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem Awakening.
Shin Megami Tensei 4.
I still haven't got a chance. I played the demo of Project Cross Zone. But, like, I didn't really, like, mess around with it
too
much.
It's a fan service game.
Okay.
Like, you have to be a huge fan of Capcom and Namco in general. There's going to be some characters you won't know who the fuck they are.
Okay.
They're really obscure. But overall, it's mainly about fan service.
Okay.
It's a serviceable strategy RPG, but gameplay-wise, it's nothing standout. It's good, it's fun, but it's definitely about the fan service.
If you're looking for a fighting game while you're on the road and while you're on the move, the Super Street Fighter 3D edition is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. Just don't play the game modes that have like the over-the-shoulder camera because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, it plays really well as like a port of Super Street Fighter 4. All the characters are there. It's good. Solid. Yeah.
And pretty much anything with Mario on it.
Anything, well, pretty much,
but
yeah.
On the topic of fighting games, this isn't on the 3DS, but you could get it on the Vita, Injustice.
Yes.
If
oh
you're looking
God.
For a portable fighter, the Injustice Complete Edition is
Mortal
on the
Kombat
Vita.
Mortal Kombat Complete Edition for the Vita. So I guess we'll talk about Vita. That's
called a segue.
Yeah, Super Stardust. Super Stardust.
Not retail.
Well,
yeah.
You should still get it.
I broke the rules with Earth.
You did. You broke the Earth. Yeah. Yeah.
Your Rezogun PS4.
Rezogun PS4.
Before we even get there.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, oh my God. That game is so good. But Stardust is absolutely, like, necessary for a Vita. Touch My Katamari. Actually, it was fun.
It's solid, and it has the dual analog stick, so yep. it's actually playable compared to the PSP.
Yeah, so that was
Katamari game.
Yeah, the Katamari was solid.
New East game just came out.
I don't know. I
RPG.
There's not much that I've really messed around with on the Vita.
Really? I'm
trying to think. Actually, wasn't there
Bitch,
that?
Please, that, Hot Shots Golf, Soul Sacrifice.
I'm pretty much gonna have to leave this one in your court.
Oh, I have to talk now.
I know.
Muramasa Rebirth is really good. Persona 4 Golden.
If
there's a must-own RPG for the Vita, it is absolutely Persona 4 Golden. Tearaway just came out, is fan-fucking-tastic.
I'm trying to think of what else. Like,
Big Planet is on Vita.
How was the Vita version, though?
Good. It's a little Big Planet.
Yeah.
New Killzone's really good. Beats the shit out of the Call of Duty and Resistance games that came out for it.
Thank God.
So if you're looking for a portable shooter, Killzone is the way to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, and the Vita, they announced at PAX when I was there that they're doing a full fucking Vita Borderlands 2. So,
really?
Yep. So
has there been any new details on it, though?
No, I think they're just working on it.
That's been a long time.
I think they're just working on it. I mean, it's gonna we'll happen. See. Yeah.
Yes, we'll see.
So that's a reason to own a Vita right there, actually, to be honest. Shit, if I had Borderlands 2 on the go,
we'll wait until that's out. I mean,
yeah, that'd be...
We don't know if or when, but...
True.
Assassin's Creed Liberation is out.
Yeah.
Although that is also going to be a digital download on PS3 and 360 early next year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they're porting it over.
That'd be good. Because, I mean, like, there's a lot of people that are going to lose out on some of the... I mean, that did tie in with the actual storyline of it, didn't it? No?
It was kind of like a side story.
Oh, okay.
But the character in there actually has an exclusive set of missions on the PS3 and PS4 versions of Black Flag. Talking multi-platform, Assassin's Creed is another good multi-platform.
And Battlefield 4. Battlefield 4.
Ignore
Call of Duty. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good shooter, get Battlefield or Killzone.
Or if you really are interested in a Call of Duty, get one of the older ones, because they're all the same.
Pretty much.
You can pay cheaper. Like, everybody's trading in their copies. Nobody's given Ghost a chance, really. Which, thank fucking God.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
There's been people trading it in left and right. There has been a lot of people picking it up. There has been a lot of people picking it up on next gen, but that's also because they think that the next gen's going to look much better. Which it kind of does, but it's not enough. Not enough to constitute paying full price for.
If you're looking for a good next gen, just go with Battlefield.
Well, now let's segue into next gen.
I was going to say, if you have a PS4, Killzone is also a suitable game to pick up.
PlayStation 4, I'm going to go with...
Well, there's not many PS4 exclusives.
There's not. So let's just figure out. I mean, Knack, I think Knack looks good.
I think Knack is definitely worth picking up. Despite the reviews, I think Knack is a cute, charming action platformer. You know, in the vein of the old Crash games, Spyro games, it's worth checking out, picking up, playing, and enjoying, because it's a fun game.
Yep, I agree. Rezogun.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the rule again, but it's...
Well, I think with next gen, you kind of have to include the digital stuff.
You do have to.
Because if we're going to just talk retail PS4 exclusives, there's Knack, Killzone, and Injustice.
And the only ones that I would feel 100% on you should pick up are Injustice and Knack.
Yeah.
Because holy fuck, does Injustice look good on PlayStation 4.
The gameplay looks better than the cutscenes.
Oh my God.
It is jarring to watch a cutscene and then have it jump to gameplay and just, wow.
And look that much better.
Holy shit.
Lobo. Lobo's like the coolest fucking guy ever. So PlayStation 4, Rezogun, Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed, FIFA, actually. I got to play that a little bit, and it was good.
A lot of multi-platform.
But yeah, but that's essentially a lot
good,
of...
They're
yeah.
good for either of the next gens, or even current gen. You can stuff up.
Well, current gen, I would prioritize something like Black Flag. Like, over Battlefield. Yeah. Like, I think you're going to have a much better current gen experience with Black Flag than with Battlefield. I think Battlefield, you're going to get a much more in-depth...
You got to look at install base, though.
It's,
if
yeah.
you're looking for people to play with, the Xbox 360 version of Battlefield is probably the way to go.
Honestly, I think you would have a better time playing Battlefield 3 on 360. But that's just me.
If we're talking Battlefield 4, I think Xbox 360 would be the way to go.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Just because of install base. I mean, it's going to look a lot better on next gen, but... You're probably not going to find as many people to play with.
Well, not to mention the fact that if you want to wait on next gen, because like me personally, I mean, even if I had the money, I don't think I would actually pick up next gen until at least like another year.
Yeah.
But that's just because
you'll
I want to
come over here and play mine.
Well, no, that's just because I would feel a lot more like more solid on that type of investment, knowing like. You know, how it's going to get supported and like what else is going to come out with it for the next yeah. year, you know?
But I think if PS4, if you're picking up a PS4, the must-owns are Injustice, Knack, and a subscription for PS Plus.
Well, because yeah, then you have
get,
to.
Then you get Rezogun and Contrast included.
Yes. So Xbox One, I would go, well, you get Killer Instinct, but pay the money and get all the characters.
Yeah.
It's totally
Killer Instinct is
Killer Instinct awesome. Is so fucking solid, dude. Like
it's so fluid, so tight, so balanced.
It is very, very balanced. Like every single time I keep thinking like a character is like way overpowered, I switch to another character and I'm like, oh my God, this one's even worse. And then I switch to another one and I'm like, oh my God, this one's even worse. Like it was. Yesterday I came over and I was playing and I'm like, oh my God, like Jago's so broken, and then I move over to fucking Glacius, and then I'm just like, I could do like 40% damage with basic combos. Like, this is fucking stupid.
But you know it's balanced because you went online, and it was an even fight.
Yeah, no, there are plenty of times where, as long as you know what you're doing, you know, depending on your skill level, it is extremely balanced. You'll be fine. You'll be good.
My microphone is just bouncing because you're
I'm
late.
Sorry, I'm shaking.
I'm used to it through the entire Power Star match. Every time I would try to make a shot, the couch would start shaking. Oh, but when you were making a shot, all perfectly still.
It doesn't matter because I'm shaky anyway. So my I would completely slice shots like when I was getting like the last
down
like,
on the crack.
Six or seven like perfect. Which speaking of, that's another one for
X-Bone
is. Power
Star Golf.
Star. I keep thinking like Power Shots because I'm thinking like Hot Shots. Or Power Stone.
Power Stone Golf.
Power Stone Golf.
Retail games, I know that the big exclusives are Dead Rising
and
Forza
Rise. Forza, Dead Rising, absolutely 100%. Rise. You can wait a little bit on, but it's still like you want to pick it up.
I think it's worth picking up and playing. If you can rent it and try it because it's probably not for everyone. It's not the longest game, but it's solid fun.
Yeah, yeah. Prioritizing
Dead Rising
right to the top.
Oh my God.
And then if you're into racing games, like you want to pick up Forza.
Yeah.
I know we didn't mention Need for Speed Rivals on PlayStation, but
that's good for either platform. Lego Marvel. I'll even say that. Look, any Lego game is worth picking up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at a younger generation for either, you know, for any of the consoles.
Or even if you just want something to
kind of pick up and play.
A palate cleanser between Killzone and Battlefield, pick up a Lego game. Every Lego game, they're not going to win Game of the Year awards.
No, and it...
But they are solid and fun.
They are. They're very good. Yeah, so I mean...
Starting Monday, Peggle 2. On X-Bone.
Fuck, I forgot about that. I love Peggle. Shit, I gotta start coming over more again.
I know it's a future release, but it's Monday, so
fuck,
close enough.
Man, I love Peggle. Is that coming out on anything else?
I'm sure it will.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure it's just timed exclusive.
Damn, dude, I forgot about that. Yeah. I love Peggle. Peggle's so much fun. Yeah, dude, get that, obviously. So prioritizing Xbox One, obviously Dead Rising, pay the $20, get the other characters for Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Now
the difficult decision. If you were to pick one of the two handhelds, which would you go with?
3DS.
Okay, I guess that wasn't...
That's not a difficult decision at all. I guess that wasn't
the difficult one is home console.
Oh, that's fucking tough, man. I would say current gen.
Current gen, I would go with the 360.
I would as well.
Just because it has the higher install base and many of the games, not all of them, but many of the games...
Now, you know what? Actually, I'm not gonna jump right to 360. I'm gonna say it depends on what kind of stuff that you play. If you're really into a lot of like hardcore RPGs, like a lot of like the JRPGs and stuff like that, get a PlayStation.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about paying to play online. If you are looking to play online or something like that, if there's exclusives, I would say like honestly to me, the exclusives.
The exclusives have the edge on PlayStation.
I like the exclusives on PlayStation.
But multi-platform stuff usually run and look better on the 360, including Skyrim.
There is some stuff that looks a lot better on PlayStation 3.
Yeah, but most games, they're built around the 360 architecture and then ported to PlayStation.
And not to mention the fact that if you are picking up a current-gen console... you get a Blu-ray player when you get a PlayStation 3, which that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's... If you have an HDTV, just the fact that you're going to have a Blu-ray player and a console, like, that's fucking solid.
If you don't already have a Blu-ray player.
Well, I had to buy one at Black Friday at Walmart for $40.
Yeah, they're cheap enough on their own.
So they're really not that expensive.
I don't think Blu-ray should be a tipping point between which console you get. Not now, at least.
It depends.
Earlier in the console life cycle, I think that would have been a valid point. But now, it's so easy to get Blu-ray players.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, if you really think about it, the price comparison between a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360, when it's only like maybe $20, $30, I mean, instead of spending $60... on a Blu-ray player, you can spend 20. You know, I mean, like it's...
I'd still give the nod to the 360. But it comes down to the games.
It comes down to the games. Because I think, honestly, like, I would be perfectly fine with owning either one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both solid
enough.
Buy
them both.
Like,
skip next gen and buy them both.
If you really want to be solid, you can do that.
As for next gen, we're probably the only two who think
I love the Xbox One. I really do.
Easily for me, I barely play my PS4 compared to the Xbox One.
No, the Xbox One's like always on when I'm here.
It is
always on, and it is always on. Actually,
it is always on because our TV runs through it.
Yep.
I can't imagine a month ago without the Xbox One.
Yeah, now that you have
it, the convenience.
Yep.
Like when I want to play a PS4 game, I have to switch inputs and.
All that
like
nonsense.
Stuff.
It's not going to do stuff.
It's like, what the fuck? I have to wait for it to boot up? Like, I got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The X-Bone, I just say, Xbox, go home. And I'm there. It's always there for me.
The next problem, but if you are looking into next gen, the problem in lies with... finding one,
From what I've seen, X-Bones are easier to find than PS4s.
They are, but PlayStation 4s are technically out. I mean, like they're outselling Xbox One right now.
Yeah,
which blows my fucking mind.
From what I saw, Black Friday, the X-Bone was like the clear winner.
That's because there was more out and about being able to be sold.
But everyone stocks up for Black Friday. Like, everyone's prepared for Black Friday, and they have consoles. If they have a bunch of consoles and someone comes in the week of Black Friday asking, they'll say, we're sold out. Like, I've done the retail thing. I know how it works.
Yeah, but we were getting more shipments of Xbox Ones than we were with PlayStation
4. I'm just saying, like, there were PS4s out there for Black Friday, but the one research data report that I saw online, the number one console on Black Friday, according to this research survey, was the Xbox One. Number two was the 360. Number three was the PlayStation 3. And then the PS4 was ranked fourth.
I can't agree with that because I'm at GameStop. Like, everybody that walks through the door is like, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4.
It probably comes down to availability.
Well, right, but the Xbox One has been a lot more available than the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I've been having people come through the door and be like, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4? Like, no, but we have Xbox One. They're like, no, I want a PlayStation 4. Okay.
And again, we're just like one little area on the map. So
yeah, I mean, that's why it's hard for me to believe, because like me personally, when I'm there, all I'm seeing is people coming in and going, PlayStation, PlayStation, PlayStation.
And even
PlayStation.
Still, like, it's a month after launch. So
yeah, it's still fresh. It's still new.
Yeah.
So it's so fresh and so clean.
I've always said we have to give it a year or two to know who's going to do better.
Yeah, I have to agree. And that's why I said, if you want to wait, if you want to go next gen, get that Wii U, son. Get that Wii U.
I was waiting for you to say PC.
Get that Wii U.
I really was.
No, you know what? I mean, PC, it's another thing.
Tim would say PC.
It's another thing. I mean...
Actually, Tim would probably say, why are we talking about this console bullshit?
Yeah, probably. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my PC. The majority of... Like, the whole reason why I'm essentially, like, I'm probably going to be getting rid of my Xbox to try and pay for this Kindle for my fiance. But I'm okay with that because I'm going to be playing the majority of my stuff on PC. However, I'm still going to be playing a lot of stuff on my 3DS. Because like I've been finding myself playing my 3DS a lot more since I decided that I'm probably going to be getting rid of my Xbox.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with the Wii U. Like when I pick up, if I pick up a Wii U, I should say when. Because I am going to pick one up. It's just a matter of when. So when I pick up my Wii U. No, I will. When I pick up my Wii U, I'm going to find myself playing that a lot, I think. I think I'm going to play that a lot more than a lot of my stuff on my PC, because a lot of the experiences that I'm getting on my PC, it's like sometimes I don't want to sit down and have a really hardcore gaming experience.
Yeah.
But every time I sit down to play at my PC, I always find myself playing something that's a hardcore gaming experience. So if I want something that's relatively casual, I'm going to pick up my 3DS or I'm going to play my Wii U. That's been my, you know, mantra since, you know, probably last year. So I'm solidified in my choice and I'm happy with it. And
I think no matter what system you're picking up this holiday or what systems you own now, right now is an awesome time to be a gamer.
Absolutely.
Except for the community. Because you online gaming people are all fucking babies. You need to bitch about everything.
It is. It's terrible.
I hate all of you.
Every single one.
You know who
of you.
I hate the most?
What?
Kyle.
Why?
I thought that would have been a just good ending right
there. Are we talking about music? Are you playing music? Is music a thing? Music exists.
I didn't even think about the music. I'll just play a mixture of
just a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Good bunch. We'll put it in the liner notes.
But you know who I hate the most?
It doesn't work when you say it again, yeah, Joe. I mean,
Kyle.
No, I like Kyle. Kyle's fine.
Okay, Tim?
But he's not here.
Pappy? You know who I hate the most? Pappy.
You just fucking died. You just fucking died.
Just fucking die. You just fucking die.